You're old TR Mobile. Lots of kerchunks, no call sign.
W2T, and I'm sitting at home. Where are you off to this afternoon, Tom?
Well, hang on a second. I had to put the car in a low gear to drive out of the kids' lake house driveway. We come over here and Bernice had to do some alteration to her creation. She recovered their sofa, and there were some little things she didn't like, so we come back and repaired that, watched the movie while we was there, and headed back home from Lyman Lake.
That's good. And all. Is it raining over there where you are? It started raining over here for a little while. It's been sprinkling off and on since then.
Yes, sir. It's raining lightly, and that's all they projected. I noticed there was some yellow down around Clemson when I looked at radar earlier. But they don't predict anything severe here. But the wind, man, there's white caps on the water over here, Rusty.
The light that's on my front porch was standing straight out, so, yeah. I knew the wind was out there. In fact, I heard it first, and I've been cleaning kitchen today. Found some critters in my kitchen cabinets, and so I've been washing dishes and cleaning out cabinets and relining them and all that good stuff today.
Gerald TR with W2T. Well, fine business. I remember when we first moved in, we had a mouse get in, and I finally got that sucker. They seem like every now and then one of them gets above the suspended ceiling down in the basement, and I throw those little green cubes of decon up there and takes care of it. But I found some better stuff right around the chicken pen. Every now and then you get a rat or mouse out there, and they'll have a hole. And I found these pellets at Tractor Supply. Now, you probably couldn't use them around your dog unless you could throw them back in the back of the cabinet or something. But boy, I'm telling you, that's killing stuff. It looks like rabbit pellets, you might say, Rusty. And it's called some kind of rat poison. All they do nowadays is, and they banned the regular decon. It's blood thinner, and they just bleed to death internally. But Mob said he can't do that. I remember that. His wife makes him use those sticky pads, and they catch him, and the mouse is still alive, and he has to take it out and turn it loose. That ain't gonna happen around our place.
These weren't mice. I wish they were mice. I think in the 30-some years I've lived in this particular unit, I think I've had three mice in here completely. And I was able to put out a trap that took care of it, so not a problem there. And anyway, so I'm just sitting here messing around on the computer right now, letting my back rest. It doesn't like me doing all that standing up and reaching up in cabinets. And I pulled out the liner and walked through the liner in the washing machine, washed it all good, and dried it, and got it ready to go back in, and cleaned out the vacuumed out the cabinets and sprayed up in there and everything else, so that, you know, now I'm set to go again. So we'll put, like I said, I've been washing all the dishes. Thank goodness for a dishwasher.
Her name's Bernice.
You can tell me about that knot on your head later.
Get one, too.
No, that's something I'm not. I rinse all the dishes and wash them off with soap and water and hot water. And then Bernice puts them in the dishwasher. And I'll buy her the best dishwasher on earth anytime she wants it, because that's just not one of my favorite things.
mine too. It's not my favorite thing, so I take and you know, I'm glad I got a dishwasher. I had to buy a new one a couple of years ago, so to take care of the problem, because my dishwasher, the one that was stalled this house, what came with the house, it just wasn't doing the job. So I finally broke down and bought another one and had it installed. So it's been in about 3 years now, and it does a super job, and it's got a what it calls a sanitized cleaning cycle in it, and I've been using that today for two tub loads of dishes and all. But, and I've been washing some stuff by hand, but, you know, just a few things here and there that I didn't want to try to fit into the dishwasher and all. So, anyway, and Bernice, by the way, thanks very much for the mask. I like it. It works good. I'm wearing it when I'm out and about, so, you know, it gets used, though.
Well, you're welcome.
Rusty, she always tells me, be sure you pull that down below your chin, because it's got pleats in it there, and when you put it on, it really isn't down under your chin good, so you just reach up there and kind of tuck it back. And my doctor, she told me the other day, when I went in, they give me a mask, and I asked her about them. I said, are these M95s or N95s, whatever they are? She says, oh, no. She says, that mask you got on, from what you described and how you made it, is much better than the ones that we have. And that was the doctor.
They get those little temporary masks anyway, and they're just to keep you from breathing on somebody else. From what I've been told, you know, a mask is not going to stop you from getting it, but it'll stop you from spreading it to somebody else. So that's the idea behind them. Anyway, well, y'all have a safe drive back to the house. I'm going to go over here and see if I can check the inside of my eyelids for leaks for a while. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Glad you jumped in there. I don't know what the Kerchunkin was on there. I haven't talked to too many people. I talked to W1RAR Rich yesterday. I had a nice Q-show with him. I might add that mask she made you has a 2200 grade filter in it, and it will stop viruses from coming into it as well as going out. So it is somewhat better than the bottom ones. Although those look like pretty good ones that you bought, I think. But I won't say you got suckered, but you know you did a little bit. They're price gouging. But how much is your life worth? So I don't think you got stung that bad. Anyways, you have a good day. Carry on. And 73s, N0TR. Yeah, Rusty, before I sign out completely here, Maurice noticed gas is going up. It's $1.59 over here at Marathon, and they're usually pretty reasonable. And we haven't seen that happen in a long time. This is N0TR clear.
Yep, it's gone back up to $1.69 over here at the end of my road, where it had been down to $1.50-something. So, yep, I guess people are starting to do a little bit more travel, so... I don't know. It is what it is. We'll talk to you later. Y'all have a good afternoon. W2T clear.
Yeah, I bought it for $1.24 yesterday or day before at Walmart and Taylor's. They're always the cheapest over here if you're ever up there around that. And that's a heck of a jump. See you later, Rusty. N0TR. November 4, Alpha Romeo Sierra, if I got that right. This is N0TR, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. I'm passing the Greer Country Club now, out here on Gap Creek Road, and it's sprinkling and 52 degrees. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, Tom. The name here is also Tom. We're with Pickens County Emergency Communications here in Pickens, South Carolina, so we're neighbors. Just did get some work done on the system and was wondering if I could bother you for a signal report. the audio sound good? Are we too hot? Are we too light? What's your opinion, sir?
Roger. The audio is too hot, sir. Your deviation's a little bit high. You could come down. It makes it echo a little bit. It's very copyable. Over.
Certainly appreciate that. We'll tweak things a little bit and see if we can get her back down to where it was. We had a problem with one of the potentiometers in the iBox, so I had to replace that. And, of course, dialing those in can be a real pain. But we'll get it there. Well, thank you, Tom. 73, sir. Have a safe weekend, and hope you all stay safe and healthy. From N4ARS.
N4ALS and 0TR returning. Fine business, Tom. Nice to meet you. Pleasure's all mine, and we thank you for all you folks do out there. 73s, have a good day. This is N0TR clear.
KF4YKX, test.
KF4YKX. This is N0TR. My name's Tom. Your audio and everything's great. Full quieting.
Good. Thank you very much. This is an older radio that I had. I just wanted to make sure that it was still operating properly. I heard you and Rusty on there a few minutes ago. And then somebody who was having audio tested. But no, it sounds good. I'm from over in Easley. And Rusty, if he's still around, it's good to hear him. KF4YKX.
KKX, Yankee Kilo X-ray. Fine business. Well, it sounds like you're sitting here between me and the wife in the car. It's just about as excellent audio as I've ever heard. And the gentleman from Pickens Emergency Management System down there was... pretty hot. He was very copyable, but his deviation was way too high. Some people call it modulation. At any rate, you get the point anyways. My name was Tom. What was your name?
The name here is Gary, and I understand what you mean. It sounds like it had the reminiscence of the old CB skip.
Yeah, 11 meters. With a D104 mic with an amplifier on it, and a Bodacious amplifier.
And I remember as a, I think it was probably around 14 or 15 when I got more interested in listening to the hams and stuff like that, had a friend whose dad was a ham, and I'd had a next-door neighbor when I was four that was a ham, and got really fascinated with listening to all the other bands. But I can remember listening on the CB radio that I managed to save enough to purchase. I remember listening to all the skips, and they all sounded like they were had super echo on them, and and when they kerchunked pretty loud. KF4YKX.
Yeah, Gary, I think all of us, I'm an old timer anyway, I don't know about you, but it sounds like you are, if you were back in that area. I'm 72, and there was a lot of good operators on CB at the time, and a lot of good people, and that all changed. Unfortunately, anything you get that's free, well, generally speaking, is going to go to the devil eventually, and it did. And I couldn't have it around my kids anymore. There was too much swearing and stuff like that that don't belong on the air. But as long as there was, as long as there were sunspots, which there are not now, there was DX out there to be worked. And it was a lot of fun. I had a lot of enjoyment with that. And I was around the radio operators a lot in the Navy, but I was not a radioman. But I'd go up and sit and watch him work the radios and the teletype and the CW and stuff like that.
So I guess you could say that really piqued my interest a lot there. I just couldn't master the CW from a Radio Shack 33 and 3rd RPM record and a straight key, and I didn't have an Elmer. So later on, I did it with audio cassettes. And if you wanted more privileges, you had to work harder. They call that incentive licensing, and a lot of that's disappeared now, but they still give some pretty good tests out there nowadays, I'm told. Anyway, Gary, we're home. It's nice and chatting with you. It's just barely sprinkling here now. Temperatures went down from 60 at noon hour to 52 now. No severe storms in the forecast. Thank goodness for that. Take care, Gary, and I'll be clear on your final. This is N0TR.
0TR, KAF4, YKX. Hope you have a good day. And if Rusty is still around there, say hello to him. KF4, YKX.